Of what might happen to you as a result of making these revelations?
Oh, yes. I probably am a dead man already.
They think they're living in a police state.
Once upon a time, there were these people in Europe called pilgrims, and they were afraid of being persecuted. So they all got in a boat and sailed to the New World where they wouldn't have to be scared ever again.
I loves my gun. And I don't mean no money, like I work at Walmart and make no money.
So enjoy yourself, or I'll come looking for you. There and veg out in front of your TV and enjoy what these fine people are giving you, which is maximum entertainment. You understand what I'm talking about? And don't you ever, ever, ever forget what it's like without TV. Because before TV, people just sat and played with themselves all night.
I loves my gun.
That's right, Dave. You tell them. This is recorded on 20th November, 2012. Only 1 month and one day away from the end of the world. My butt. This is your host, Iron Angel, and we're back again after a fairly long break of doing Rangers A to Z. Just stupid crap kept coming up, and every time I did a show, something went wrong, and it was going to get uploaded, and here we are, recording a new one. So, anyway, since the last time we talked, there's been a little bit of a hurricane along the East Coast. To anybody out there, man, I'm sorry you guys went through that crap, and you're still going through shit today. Okay, I'm not supposed to swear on this, you know, because I'm trying to make sure that people can give to the grandma and stuff like that, but, you know, it really aggravates the snot out of me. We are a country who can ship something overnight. I mean, I can literally have, like, a sandwich shipped from the other end of the country overnight. If it's something that somebody can make money out of, if it's something that I can, you know, used to goof off with, I can have it tomorrow if I want it. And yet we've got people that are sitting in the cold, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month later, New Orleans, years later, where areas just never got rebuilt because of just basically stupidity. You know, people trying to get, oh, look how important I am, you know, therefore I'm not going to let you do something over here because you're volunteering and so on and so forth. It just aggravates the snot out of me. So at any rate, I'm hoping somebody listened to this show somewhere along the way and at least used some of the tips that I've had in past shows and made it through the hurricane easier. You know, storing water in bottles, having food, having blankets, that kind of stuff. If not, I really hope you go back through some of the old shows. You can get them at Rangers.com. That's R4NGER5.com. Look for Rangers A to Z on the right-hand side of the screen. There's a whole bunch of back issues there under the Rangers mirror. There's all kinds of stuff out there. There's emergency preparedness stuff all over out there. There's different places you can go and look and listen and get information, come up with a whole bunch of different stuff that will help you through this kind of stuff. A little bit of preparedness will make your life a lot easier when things don't go right. And if something like this does happen, okay, look, we're coming into winter. There's going to be winter storms. There's going to be ice storms. The power's going to go out, that kind of stuff. If you're prepared, okay, it's annoying, no big deal. But you know what? You'll make it. And that's really what this whole thing's about. This whole show, the whole deal is really about helping yourself out, helping your family out, and helping your friends and neighbors out. Okay, so you got some friends that don't really know what they're doing, you know? Take them camping with you and teach them how to do basic stuff. You know, and the big thing, dude, big thing, teach them safety. Because, you know, just because somebody knows how to build a campfire doesn't mean they need to build one in the middle of their living room, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know this kind of stuff yourself, it really behooves you to do some online lessons, to do some looking around, to take some lessons in this kind of stuff. you know, any, like, for example, a fire, campfire, anything like that, wood stove, whatever, anything that consumes oxygen is also consuming the oxygen you breathe, and therefore probably is not a good idea. Plus, it's off-gassing other things that exclude oxygen, so, you know, you could pass out from carbon monoxide and die. Not so good. Don't do that. Every year when we were camping, there was a couple big camping events we used to do. There were always stories of people, and I was actually at a couple of these events, where people died because they decided to take a really well-sealed-up nylon tent that didn't breathe and turn a heater on inside and died of carbon monoxide poisoning. It's absolutely tragic, and it doesn't have to happen. You know, there were other cases where said tents burned down from that, you know, and when you're living in a tent city, that's kind of scary right there, you know, because that spreads fast and far. So, you know, just, yeah, turn your brains on, people. It really, really helps. It's been a while since I've done this. I don't actually have a set of notes for this show. I'm a little scattered. I'm a little cheesed off about the whole thing going on. We're coming up into Thanksgiving, the holidays, all that kind of stuff. It's really bizarre to me because Thanksgiving, you know, the holiday in America where we all sit down together and count our blessings, what we're thankful for, and then we go out not even 12 hours later, wait in line to try and beat down somebody else for something we don't really need. Let me throw this proposal out to you. This is going to irritate the snot out of some people. Let me throw this proposal out to you. Black Friday, don't go. Real simple. Just don't go. Okay, I'll give you. To some people, it's kind of a cool experience. And I can explain a lot of what's going on there. A lot of what's going on there is the hunter-gatherer thing. An awful lot of our nature as humans is left over from when we used to have to fight and scratch for survival. And Black Friday is sort of an extension of that. Sorry about that noise. I'm knocking my pipe out. I'm going to light up here and smoke and bitch. That's what I'm doing today. I'm having a bender today. I'm up on a soapbox throwing rotten oranges at people, so cope. No, not really, because I don't have rotten oranges. I could actually make something out of those. So what Black Friday is the tribe goes out and finds a berry patch at the end of the season after the first frost. And the people that rush in and get those berries get the best berries because, you know, berries and grapes and stuff after the frost are much sweeter. The sugar in them really comes up. And so they're really rich and that kind of stuff. And what this is some weird leftover tribalistic combat thing over goods. But you know what? We don't need to do it. And there's many, many reasons not to. One, a lot of the doorbuster sales are kind of a scam. Slow suicide right there, kids. Don't take up smoking, let me tell you. I've been watching this stuff for years, and I discovered, in many cases, you're getting a specialty product that was manufactured just for this sort of promotional thing. Later on down the road, when you try and fix it, you can't. Because some of this stuff is special, one-offs, that kind of thing. The other cases where you can actually get a normal product that you can reasonably expect to maintain, a lot of people don't try and maintain. It doesn't really make sense. You know, when you're going out to buy stuff, okay, let's say you're going to do the whole, you know, go out and do the holiday stuff, and you're getting stuff your dad, getting stuff your friends, getting stuff your family. I strongly suggest giving people tools. They're something you can use on an everyday basis. They're certainly not inexpensive. They're something that I really think everybody should be able to use. Basic, simple tools. Be a hammer and screwdriver set, that kind of stuff. Lights. Oh, for goodness sake. Let me see here. Hang on just one second. I got something weird going on the undertrack. No, it turns out it wasn't weird. I just had a weird crossfade I didn't realize was there. Usually I've got the undertracks muted out when I'm recording. Today I can actually hear them for a change. Because I kind of listened back to one of the shows and realized I kind of needed to speak between some of the spots. There were certain spots where words were getting stomped on and stuff, so I'm trying to be a little better about that. Honestly, I should fade the tracks back further, but I kind of like them, so. At any rate, you know, if you're going to go out and partake in the whole the whole of that thing. One, shop local. Okay, go to your local stores and stuff like that. If you had the option of buying something from local artisans, please do that. You know, look around at least. Give it a look. I understand everybody wants the cool tech toys and all that kind of stuff. That, you know, in a couple of years, you're just going to trade in for, even not even that, you know, in some cases, in a couple of months, you're just going to trade in for something else. You could have taken that same amount of money and spent it with a local artist who will feed his family, who will do more good for your community and make your community stronger and solider for it. So, you know, okay, full disclosure, I'm a local artist. I actually sell more out of my area during the holidays than I do locally. It's just bizarre. My best sales tend to be during the summer when tourists in the area. So, you know, I don't know how it is that it works out that way, but it just does. And I got to tell you, you know, it's one of those things that I'd like to see more folks out there listening, creating media, creating art, creating something that is unique and not an exact carbon copy that 50,000 other people also have. I would love to have some of you guys out there listening jump on the Facebook page, which is, if you're on Facebook, is Facebook Rangers, R4NGER5A2, the number 2, Z. Jump on there and, you know, throw some ideas up. I would love to hear your shows. If you guys got an idea to do a show off me, please throw a link up. I will promote you on the show. There's a lot of cool stuff going on out there. A lot of different podcasts I listen to, a lot of different guys that I you know, really well support. And I would like to see, you know, the people out there listening do that too. Support your networks. You know, where do you listen to this at? If you listen on Osprey or Rant Radio, you know, maybe around the holidays or something, send them a donation. I think we both have donation links up. That can't hurt. You know, keeps them going, keeps free media free. You know, sure beats a snot out of 12 minutes of show and 34 minutes of commercial, doesn't it? So at any rate, you know, to loop back around to the whole thing, tools are not a bad thing. LED lights, solar powered stuff, battery, you know, wind up stuff, you know, things that are going to be helpful in rough environments, you know, things that are going to help you through everyday emergencies. I would love to see, you know, one of the things that I think would, you know, okay, yeah, it's commercially produced, mass produced, all that kind of stuff. One of the things I would love to see in just about everybody's car is one of the crank combination flashlight weather radios. And I'd like to see people use them instead of just having them collect dust, you know. When you stomp on the brakes, it slides out from underneath the seat. No, not so much. I'd like to see people actually using these things. I'm always kind of amazed when we're someplace and I know there's a storm coming. You know, we're going to go camp for 2-3 days. I know there's a storm coming, so I take everything with to deal with that. And the people in the other campsites around us will be just completely flabbergasted. Okay, what day did you guys get here? You got here yesterday. You didn't watch the news or the weather or get online and check the weather before you went out? You know, I mean, come on. That's, you know, that's pretty common sense stuff. A lot of people have smartphones. Do you have a weather application? You know, that's another possible gift. Give somebody a weather application. Weather Underground has one for your smartphone. I believe it's free. You know, so maybe, you know, maybe for the holidays, grab a USB stick or even a CD-ROM, DVD-ROM, whatever, and get a bunch of useful free applications and give them to people around you. You know, help them help themselves. There is a lot of free music out there. There's a lot of really great artists who are giving their stuff away, who basically aren't asking for anything. Go to their shows if you get a chance, or, you know, maybe buy a t-shirt. A lot of them will put their music up for free, but you can buy the CD, and the CD comes with extra cool stuff. Jump on AloneTone.com, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, all those places. And, you know, check out the artists, help the artists out. So, yeah, we've been basically doing the whole Black Friday thing here for first third of the show, haven't we? The hurricane just annoyed the snot out of me. I watched the coverage, and it just drove me nuts. Because there's all these people that, you know, okay, one, they knew it was coming, and some of them were smart and took care of themselves. You don't ever hear about those. Obviously, some of the stories in the media were hyped up and made very different than they were in reality. But when you get right down to it, it kind of aggravated me because some people knew it was coming and, no big deal. You know, even if it doesn't look like it's going to be much of a storm, like there's an ice storm coming, you know, let's say it's January, there's an ice storm coming for your city. Make the assumption it is going to happen, okay? Make the assumption this is going to be the ice storm that takes out power for 4 or 5 days. Stack up some 2-liter bottles, you know, get some empty soda bottles or whatever. Stack up some empty soda bottles under the sink, fill them, you know, rinse them out really good, fill them with water, that kind of stuff. Trade out that water periodically. You know, if you got water stored from, you know, back in the summer, it's probably time to go through and trade that out so that you don't get whatever the weird chemical leached out of the plastic is. And, you know, just take the time to put in some canned goods, put up some stocks, some sort of a little heating kind of thing, some candles or something like that, you know, just to keep you from freezing. And obviously know how to use these things safely. I saw a lot of cases where folks had gotten solar chargers and were able to actually get online. We actually had some guys get on IRC, Internet Relay Chat, with their cell phones on a solar charger and let us know that, hey, we're okay, you know, this area's flooded, but we're on high ground, or we've relocated, whatever. They don't, you know, the solar chargers aren't real fast, but they do work. And they'll work even if it isn't full sun. They're a lot faster in full sun, but they'll work just as long as there's light there, or a certain amount of light. And so you can basically give the gift of power, you know, give the gift of solar charger systems for smartphones or whatever to the people around you if you want to give them a commercially purchased product. If you're handy, they're really not that hard to build. You can take some old garden solar light charging circuits and the actual panel in them, solar panel in them, take, you know, I've seen a friend of mine took, I think, about 12 of them and put them together in parallel, running into, I can't remember what he had for his battery bank. He used an Airsoft battery, but I can't remember his battery bank actually was. It was actually a serious parallel circuit because it wouldn't give it the voltage otherwise. I think it was a 9.6 volt system or something like that. And he used that as a solar charger in his car for his camera batteries, just as a sub charger system. And basically would swap the battery out and have a 9.6 or 12, I don't remember offhand. Anyway, it matched up whatever his camera's input was. His camera runs on a weird battery, much higher voltage than I'm used to seeing. You know, obviously study this stuff because you don't want to blow something up. That would suck. Do everything smart. Do your research. You know, get somebody who knows what they're doing, if nothing else. If you don't know how to solder, yeah, get somebody to teach you. Wear safety glasses because when solder spatters, yeah, that's not good. But, you know, a little bit of preparedness goes a huge, huge distance. I'm trying so hard not to just get back up on the soapbox and just be a screaming, raving maniac yelling a new microphone on the internet. You know, but it's really hard not to. Because really, you know, I mean, come on, people. You knew it was coming. We're going to know it's going to be like this again. You know, I mean, there's going to be this whole big, you know, series of winter storms. And I'm going to have people that I know who are going to tell me, hey, you know, you're right, I should have done this, I should have done that. Well, why didn't you? I told you already. You know, I'm just a guy sitting here yelling into a microphone on the internet. For entertainment purposes only, of course. But you can use this stuff. I mean, this is, you know, this is not hard to figure out. And I really sometimes wonder, is it just, you know, is it laziness? Is it, oh, it can't happen to me? You know, all that kind of stuff. I grew up out in the country. We got snowed in a lot. There was one year back in, I don't know, 81 or 82. We were out of school when I was a kid for most of January. And there was a period of about 3 weeks that we couldn't get out of town hardly at all. You know, just huge snowfalls, crazy snowfalls. And, you know, back in those days, that's what we did. You know, we had to go to the store for milk. We were really lucky because there was a couple of dairy producers right in the area. And because they couldn't get out, you know, because they basically had to keep milking because the cows don't stop producing milk just because it got snow. We were really lucky we could get milk locally, that kind of stuff. We had a couple of farms that had chickens that were still laying and that kind of stuff, big indoor farm, you know, kind of thing. So the perishables were readily available, but, you know, we couldn't get out to the major cities. We lived out in the middle of nowhere, a little bitty town in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, it doesn't hurt if you've got that kind of stuff. If you've got, you know, the access locally, learn what farms around you sell eggs. I think you'd be surprised. Eggs are really pretty inexpensive, good food stuff if you're not, you know, allergic to them or something. Find out who's got that kind of stuff. They might be within snowshoeing distance. You know what I'm saying? Oh, hey, got a message from Weird Wolf. Big shout out to Weird. I know you listen sometimes, and I know we keep talking about getting you on the show. I always end up doing this at just weird times, and the schedule never seems to work out that I've got people on with me. At some point, I want to get Weird Wolf on because he's been a big contributor to Rant Radio forever and a day. Another one I want to get on is R, who did Newsreel X for a while. Fun guy, cool show. If you go to archive.org and search for Newsreel X, at least catch episode 10, the final episode he did. It was just cool the way he did it. So, what we're doing shout-outs. All right, well, let's just do that. What we're doing shout-outs. V is still producing some Rangers radio. Those come out infrequently, depending on what he's got available for upload time and stuff like that. And he's doing on just about nothing. Very minimal tech. I think he might be using like a netbook or something like that now, with a busted screen. The cat was laying on the netbook. There was something inside of it, managed to break the corner off the screen or something. So this kind of weird, you know, like rundown cyberpunk tech, you know, stuff is still producing new media. 76th Street Podcast, very, very much worth a listen. There's some new stuff coming up on Osprey, very worth a listen. I can't remember the title of it, though. Just check out Osprey, OspreyNet.info, and see what they got up there. If you're listening to me on Osprey, hey, you already know where you're going. Let's see. Shout out to the guys over at Brush Fires of the Mind. They do a live show on Tuesday nights that actually airs the same time my show's on Osprey, so yeah, you gotta take your pick on which one you listen to. I gave you the where to get this thing already. I think we're gonna do. Actually, you know what? Mentioning Rise, he's admitted who he is. I'm actually gonna put one of his tracks at the end of the show. Lovers Deceivers. It's gonna be This Rain. For the interim, I'm going to do some 8-Ball Grifter. 8-Ball Grifter is coming back. I don't know how much they're going to do. They're working on a film called Vampire Road Trip. Wade, the guitarist, wrote the book, and it's being made into a movie. They're going to do some shows in Michigan. If you're in the Michigan area, even if you're not in the Michigan area and you got the cash to do it, if these shows aren't sold out already in... They're next spring. They're in 2013 in like April, and they may already be sold out. If they're not, holy crap. Psychobilly, just fun. Fast, fun, in your face. I'm going to throw in Vampire and Saints and Sinners, I believe, at the middle of the show, which is coming up, less than 10 minutes away. So, yeah, you can tell I don't have notes today, can't you? I am all over the place. Doing the screaming into the microphone thing because, you know, I really should try and be more entertained. The shows have been a little a little down, a little dry. I really should try and be a lot funnier than I think I am. But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of a thing. Where there's some of the shows I listen to, I'm like, okay, there's good stuff in there, but boy, I wouldn't listen to my show, so I need to, you know, need to get after that, don't I? Let's see. I've seen if anybody was on IRC at the moment. If you jump on IRC, if you know what IRC is, irc.freenode.com. #r4nger5. Get in there, hang out for a while, because a lot of times we're actually sitting there asleep, you know, staring at our computers going, wait, there's actually somebody in here. So, if you don't know what IRC is, Internet Relay Chat. It was chat before emoticons and pictures and all that crap. It was chat back when the Internet was still fun. Back before the Internet got taken over by the corporate empires and made to run profit for the mouse and the spice must flow and all that kind of crap. So at any rate, let's see. Looks like we're coming up toward... Yeah, we're getting close to a music break. I gotta say, we're probably looking at about... I've already got it dropped in. This is unusual. I almost never have it dropped in advance. So this time I'm actually working up against a hard lemon. So it looks like about 4 or 5 minutes before we come up on that. Any rate, I'm going to rant a little bit more on Black Friday because, you know, it's just insane. Yeah, a lot of people shop online. I understand. I really do get the whole experience of going out and doing it. I understand going out with a group of people, hanging out, freezing your nards off in the middle of the night. I got to say, this creep sucks. I really hate it. Don't put me in charge of this ball of rock because that will stop. You know, basically, when I was a kid, I think the old system was kind of cool. When I was a kid, we'd watch the Macy's Day Parade on Thanksgiving. And, you know, nothing happened until you saw the fat guy in the red suit. Whether you believe in him or not, when the fat guy in the red suit showed up at the Macy's Day Parade, that was when the holiday started. Until then, there were no sales, there was no, you know, you couldn't get stuff in wrapping paper, all that kind of crap. I saw Christmas stuff out in the store shelves in August this year, and about, you know, I about vomited live toads. I'm serious. I was like, wah! You know, just completely over the top, holy smokes, you know, what is wrong with you morons? I understand the economy's bad. I understand you're trying to make money. But it takes a lot of the light out of it. It takes a lot of the specialness out of it. And you know what? You're still going to get the sales. You're going to make those sales, you know, because people want stuff. They're saving up for it. In some ways, you might be screwing yourselves as a merchant. When you put out Christmas stuff early, you know, I'm not being individualist here. I'm not, you know, saying Christmas over Hanukkah, over Kwanzaa, over Solstice, over any of that kind of stuff. It's just, it's the commonality, you know, because everything is kind of geared toward that season. Whatever you believe in, don't believe in, doesn't matter to me, cool. I'm down with it. Do what you want to do, man. I'm good with that. But, you know, you got to admit, an awful lot of people get all wrapped up about the holiday stuff, and they try way too hard to make it a perfect experience. Okay, it's never going to be. Just relax, enjoy it. Spend time with friends, you know? I got to spend some time with some friends. I'm going to actually come back after the music break, and I'm going to go on a tangent. I'm going to tell you a story. I was involved with a piece of what I would have to call rock and roll history. And it's not over yet, but it is. So after the music break, I'm going to come back and tell you a little story about the ice pick. And this won't directly help you. And if it does, oh, you have a weird life. Okay, I'll admit, I have a weird life. Yeah, if I'd have known some of this stuff 25 years ago, it might have helped me too. But... Yeah, we'll come back with the ice pick story after the music break. So anyway, this one didn't go very well like I wanted. I wanted to be a lot more in hurricane preparedness and stuff like that, but I've really railed on this stuff in other shows. We're coming up on the holidays. You know, I know some of you download this and listen to it later or some other time, so this won't be particularly pertinent then. I'm sorry about that. I try to keep everything kind of, you know, genre non-specific and that kind of thing, so you can grab them and listen to them, whatever, that kind of stuff. But it's just what's been on my mind lately. I've been really, really kind of on this whole thing about, you know, Black Friday creeping up into Thursday, and, you know, stores forcing their employees to work, you know, take them away from their families. Let's say grandma lives, you know, an hour and a half north, so you just basically run up there, eat dinner as fast as you can, grab a slice of pie from the road so you can get back to work at Target. That blows. You know, it's just not cool. I'd really rather see stores stay closed on a couple holidays a year just so those people can have, you know, and even if they're atheists, that's fine, I don't care. They still have families. They still have people they love. So, yeah, that's just what's been kind of bugging me lately. So, the show's been a whole lot less professional than you're used to hearing, but this is what happens in Iron Angel's head when you're not here. when he's not yelling into a microphone, this is the kind of crazy stuff he thinks about. That and all kinds of other weirdness. Any rate, it's psychobilly time. It's fast, it's kind of heavy, it's loud. Crank it up. Because I got to tell you, I like these guys. They're cool people. I've actually sat down and drank whiskey with the drummer before. Great folks. Just fun, aggressive. Might be some naughty words. I can't remember. Any rate, we're going to do some 8-Ball Grifter. This is Vampire and Saints and Sinners. And then I'll come back and tell you a story about a place that they might have even played called the Ice Pick. Some good psychobilly, isn't it? I do like them. You know, when somebody first describes psychobilly to me, I'm like, well, what the heck are you talking about? It's rockabilly, only faster, dirtier, grittier, and even weirder. Okay. And eventually I discovered, yeah, I'm a psychobilly fan, so I'll cope. I listen to a lot of stuff. The music you're hearing underneath of everything is actually my work, stuff I recorded years ago. Earlier this year. I don't remember when I did it. Earlier this year. I really got to go through and do some more tracks. If you've heard these, you know, if you've heard this show, you've heard these before. So, we'll see what happens. One of my side projects, I'm in a band. Some of that stuff will end up going in under here when it's officially released because it's all pretty much instrumental stuff. We do some pretty weird stuff. I've been in bands a long time. I've done music and live music for a long time. I've toured with a couple different people you've actually heard of and stuff like that. I mean, not actually on stage. I was crew. But, I got rooked into touring with Molly Hatch and a few other people like that. So, you know, over the years, I picked up some weird stories. And somehow I learned to do some of the weird crud I know how to do came from that. Back in the day, I was in an absolutely despicable string of horrible bands. I won't give you the actual names we played under, but some of the bands I was in were Rampage, Nosebleed, Grungy Sluts. I can't remember all of them. Because really, it was like a group of like 12 people. We just kept trading out who was with who, doing different stuff. And quite honestly, we were really untalented. We were not good to listen to, but boy, were we fun to watch. Because, you know, we would just go completely whole hog. We basically, you know, didn't know any better is what it comes right down to. And because we didn't know any better, we would do things just to see if it would work. You know, we saw them on like MTV and stuff in somebody's music video and didn't realize there was safety tips and you know, stunt coordinators and ways to do this kind of stuff. So we would just figure out how to do these incredibly crazy things. One show, we I'm not going to tell you exactly how to do this, but let's say we built a concussion bomb, a propane-powered concussion bomb, because we wanted big columns of flame behind us. We were playing in a middle of nowhere, and it was in a big clay bank on the edge of a gravel pit, and they had a couple of hay wagons pulled together as a stage, and we set up a igniter system and whatnot, and used propane. And you know, our thought was to have this just massive column flame behind us. And when we touched it off, it wasn't a massive column of flame; it was a concussion bomb. You know, knocked the bass player over, knocked a bunch of cymbals over, knocked a bunch of stuff down. We all stood around going, "Whoa, wow, that was kind of interesting. That wasn't what we expected." Apparently, it was like a 100-foot-tall mushroom cloud. And you know, the 150, 200 drunks that were out there were all like, "Whoa, do it again! That was cool." And you know, we were deaf, so we didn't know what they were saying. But anyway. One of the places that we played a couple of times, we didn't realize what it was. It was a dirty, nasty little room, little club in Muskegon, Michigan called the Ice Pick. The Ice Pick is no more. The building was sold, It's going to be rebuilt back into what it was back in the 1920s, which is kind of cool in its own right. But I'm very sad to see the Ice Pick go. I have not been able to figure out when we played there, 87, 88 maybe. It was on 3rd Street. You know, it was just kind of this little, I mean, it was a hole in the wall. And I think one night we played there, I think there was like 17 people total there. I mean, there's just almost nobody. And it was cold. The reason they call it the Ice Pick is there was no heat. So, you know, I mean, it was just this kind of empty, echoic room. Everything sounded awful. It didn't matter what you, you know, what you did. The room, just the sound bounced around. It just sounded like hell. And there was a stage in there, which last weekend I was part of helping take out. We tore down and saved the Ice Pick stage. The Ice Pick stage will be rebuilt at a private location, and I will play that stage again. The stage has a special place for me. You know, we played it back in the day 25 years ago. And then two of my bandmates, after doing a show on that stage, a benefit show on that stage, said, you know, we need to start a band, and that's how our band started, was actually on the Ice Pick stage. You know, so we have some connection to it. It was another club like CBGB's or, you know, any of those old punk clubs back in the 70s and 80s, and had been around for at least 31 years we knew of. And, you know, it was just kind of sad to see it go. And it's sad to see live music on the whole go. The world is changing. There's more instruments in more people's hands than there ever have been before, and less places to go see them. This is just kind of sad, and it's really hard to get a crowd to come out nowadays. People would rather stay at home and dick around on the internet. You know, they're poor, they're broke, shows cost a lot, everything's kind of expensive to do. It's expensive to put a show on, it's expensive to have the gear to be in a band. Before you walk out on stage, you're going to need about $1,000 worth of equipment or more, and, you know, a couple of years of pretty good, serious, hard practice with your instrument, and then at least, you know, a pretty decent amount of time playing with your bandmates to be really good. So it's a difficult road to be on. And yeah, I know it doesn't really help your survival any, but there is something to be said for music. It does do something to us as a people, as a community, as, you know, I mean, as humans. Music speaks to us. Music reaches us. Music has something to do with what we are and how we are. So if you get a chance, you know, over the holidays, go out and see a live band. A little local live band. Maybe it's a cover band. Maybe it's a band somebody went to high school with. Maybe it's a band that one of your friends from work is in. Whatever. Go out and check them out. Yeah, they might suck. Oh, well, you got to see a live band. You got out of the house. You have an experience. And that's what life's about. Go out and experience things. You know, go out go out into the woods and watch the sunrise in the woods away from humanity. Go stand on the edge of the ocean or a big lake and watch the sunrise or set sometime. Experience life. Get out and experience life. Because if you don't, all you really have done is you were born, you went to work, and you died. And that's not really the epitaph you want to leave. You want to experience life, and you want to leave a mark on life. Hopefully you leave a positive mark on life, that you improve other people's existences, and that you are able to be part of the overarching improvement of humanity. You know? And if not, well, your choice. Your choice, man. Do what you want to do. Do what you got to do. But for me, I can't sit alone and not do that. That's why I'm doing this show. I don't make a dime off this. I don't believe any of the Rangers have ever made anything off our endeavors that we've done. We do this purely for the betterment of our fellow man and ourselves. We challenge the elements purely for ourselves to know how to. We go out in wild camp just to know that we can do it. I learned to play an instrument. I climb up on stage. You know, I'm a professional musician. I do make money off it. Doesn't really mean a lot of money. But I will admit, when I'm up on the stage, it's for the experience. It's unlike anything you can imagine or explain unless you've done it. We had a show go heinously awry. Back to the ice pick real quick. One of the shows we played, I ran across the stage, slid on something. And the ice pick, when they liked what you did, they threw beer cans at you to, you know, that was just how it was done. You know, it was throw more cans! And, you know, so when you did good, you got pelted with you know, half-full beer cans. And I really hate those bastards that threw bottles. Bottles really hurt. Because, you know, sometimes they didn't always aim for the face, but usually they'd aim for the, you know, I tell you. And so I went sliding across the stage, and the stage stopped about 3 feet away from the wall. And I kind of teetered out over, and sure enough, I fell off the stage, but my legs were still on the stage. My shoulders slammed into the wall, and there I was, you know, kind of tilted to one side, still playing. And because it was fun to watch and I was an idiot and that was all right, they just pelted the snot out of me with cans. But like I said, there was like 17 people there, so it wasn't that bad. But, you know, 17 people can only throw 35 cans, turns out, because they'll pick them up off the floor and huck them at you again. So, yeah, not too long ago, we played a Halloween show, and it was my first time singing in a very, very long time. And you know, we practiced it for a month, and it wasn't real tight. And we were in a stage that had really strange sound on the stage. I couldn't actually hear what the other guys were doing, and I lost my place. And it's weird because you have time on stage to realize what you're going through. You have time to appreciate what's happening. And when what's happening is bad, it's not that much fun, let me tell you. The reality of it was about 10, 15 seconds. I'll tell you what, it felt like it was about a quarter of a century. Where you stand on stage going, yep, so this is how it's going to start. This is how the riot that, you know, gets us to be infamous is going to start right here. But the crowd seemed to dig it, and we found our place. I made it look like we meant to do that. Yeah, some of the time, you just gotta grin and bear it, pretend you know what you're doing. That's what leadership is. Leadership isn't really knowing exactly what you're doing. It's having a vague clue. It's really just having that look on your face, that determined, I can do this look on your face, even if you have a stupid plan, which is exactly what I had. So, so yeah, that's it. Oh, this really is going to have to get renamed because, boy, this doesn't really do a whole lot of preparedness for hurricanes. Hopefully this show's been more entertaining than usual. You know, I'm sure I'll get back to my usual format and stuff. I'm going to try and get some more guests on. There's a bunch of guys I want to get on here. Some of them are kind of fun. I'm hoping to do a mix of shows. I mean, we've got some in the past that are more just, you know, hanging out, telling stories, entertainment, that kind of stuff, over just, you know, general helpfulness. But I'm kind of hoping to do some more that are just kind of entertaining, you know, weird stories and weird, stupid things I've done. Hopefully, you know, down the road I'll start tying stuff in and we'll explain some of the things I've learned. On the ice pick shows, I will tell you, I learned to dodge cans pretty good. And that comes in handy for everything, you know. When you're riding on the back of a motorcycle and your buddy decides to go down through some trees, you learn to dodge limbs pretty darn good from those cans. So, yeah, you know. Okay, taking a look at things. We are only about 3 or 4 minutes away from the end of the show for me running my mouth. I've been Iron Angel, I've been your host. I hope you've enjoyed this show. I will be getting more shows done. I might start going to a new show every 2 weeks kind of format. Takes about 3-4 hours to do one of these shows because I always have to find music. And did I play that before? And, you know, so on and so forth. Do we have permission to use that? I want to thank you guys that give me permission to use your stuff. There's a lot of really great stuff out there. The 8-Ball stuff, I actually bought their CD off Amazon, which you can do too. That's 8-Ball Grifter. And I just happened to run into the guys, you know, they're friends of a friend kind of thing, so I got their permission. The last track I got coming up here at the end is Lovers and Deceivers, and it's available on SoundCloud. That's Lovers-Deceivers, I believe. Just dig around up there, you'll find them. The title of this track is I Am Relatively Sure This Rain, and that's what I'm going to go out to the end of the hour with. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. Take care of your friends. Hopefully, you know, if you're in the U.S. and you do the whole Thanksgiving thing, try not to get a turkey coma. If you see somebody go down on Black Friday, you're out the stores Black Friday, you see somebody go down, help them. Help a buddy out. It ain't worth dying over, and it really ain't worth treating people bad over. You know what I'm saying? Saving $3 on something is not worth somebody's life. And that's about all I got to say on that. Take care of yourselves. Rock on. This is Lovers and Deceivers. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time. See what sort of other trouble I get myself into. Thank you.
Yeah.